Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to the Tenando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., coming to you live. Today is Tuesday, August the 30th, 2016, and we have a live show for you today. And I just want to thank you all once again for listening to Tenando Radio Show. And I know that there are other things that you could be doing, but you choose to spend your time here, and I greatly appreciate. I know everyone that listens to or is affiliated with Black Talk Radio Network and Tando appreciates you. So with that being said, everyone, let's jump into today's show. And I just want to say before we do that, great, great show, Scotty, from what I was hearing when I jumped in today for some of the events that are going on, the current events with my man Colin Kaepernick actually taking a stand. If you really listen to what Colin was saying, which the news media doesn't want to really report, very, very well, points are more than true. They are factual, and they are actual things that are an embarrassment to the overall mainstream media, because this is not something that they want to actually have to get out and to create a wildfire of response from a standpoint of, is it true, and how, and what is this overall effect going to be? Because the effect that is going to be where people can start to really start to call the truth what it is and make pointed decisions around that, and to come together with collective prudence and do things that are in their best interest. And I just hope that other people, you and other people in industries, people of that are recognized and those that aren't, will support what this brother was saying, because it was the truth. And this is a stand that I would have and you would have taken. Is one of the stands that I don't give in to that actually showing some allegiance to an idol, to some form of idolatry and having idol worship. No, not me, not anyone that I'm really close to. We all take that same stance, and this is something
and
that we
Brother
really
Dave,
need
you
to.
Are so but right, man. Thank you. Thank you. You are so right, man, because that's what it boils down to, is idol worship.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, Scotty, and we all resonate with this, because, you know, and I want to thank you, bro, for saying, and I don't know if you heard, you said it last week, resistance is victory. And that is so true. Resistance is victory. And as Scotty was saying in the ending of the show, for his show, he was saying, you know, if that causes where he would so-called lose his life, so well. It's because I always say, how can they kill you when they never gave you life? And it's okay to die when you fight for life, because prosperity will surely come. These are the things that you should be standing up for. And that's exactly what it is. It's nothing more than idol worship. And they want to have the idol worship by peer pressure so that you will continue to do what the school of obedience has taught you to do. When did they teach you to do this? To pledge an allegiance to an inanimate object. Started this off with our children in school. And this is why it's the school of obedience. I don't prescribe to that. And anyone that does, fine, that's you. But if you have a problem with me not doing that, then you know what? That's cool, because you don't make the decisions that I make in life, nor am I influenced by your bullshit. And so this is something that I think all of us need to understand, and it's a opportunity to spring forth what we really need to be springing forth, the truth, and how it affects us and how we want to use our energy to effectuate the outcome that we want. So I'm in full support. I don't do that at all at any event or anything else. That's not something that I do, and I have my reasons, and the reasons being is because I don't engage in idol worship. And so that's just me. It's up to you. But as Scotty was saying, you know, I guess I missed this. I guess some people were challenging Colin's blackness. Well, let me tell you, that has been a part of the overall weakness and the overall slave mentality of the people that were slaves. I always like to say that everybody wants a slave, nobody wants to be one. And then you will have other people of color challenge his blackness. Well, you know what? That's because you yourself would be doing exactly what you are. You have become what you had to endure. And I don't care if you're light or dark. If you're foul, you're foul. There are people of all shades and tones. As Brother Davis always says, there's all shades and hues that are foul. Just because you are of one hue does not mean that you are a friend or a benevolent person. Not at all. There are some very foul people in all hues. So I don't give into that. And as a matter of fact, I think that is a coward in someone that is weak, and is someone that is even worse than the system that produced it, because they don't have the intestinal fortitude to do something else. And this is why we can't become what we've had to endure. We must be we have to be much bigger. And I will always say this, you know, there is a duality within our community, and those that perpetuate the duality on all sides is full of it, totally full of it. You lose all credibility completely. And for me, that is even harder for you to rehab yourself with me than anything else. Than anything else, because it's a matter of, can you be trusted? And I always say no. So these are things that we need to hammer out. And I'll tell you something, the history has been rife with many brothers and sisters. And the thing is that, are you a brother and a sister both by the historical family traits and by the commitment that you have? Because I'm going to tell you, there have been some brothers and sisters that weren't black at all, that made some very key moves and made the ultimate so-called sacrifice of giving their lives for what they truly believed in. And they didn't believe in those individuals that actually perpetuate the light skin, dark skin. They weren't giving anything up for you. No. In spite of you, they did things. In all sides, in spite of the evilness that rampant within all communities, there are people that are even more than righteous. And this is what we need to be. So just wanted to say that. And great, great show to my man, Scotty. So let's jump into today's show. today's show. But before we do that, what am I tripping on? We got to first talk about how we can support Black Talk Radio Network. As you know, there's a crowdfunding campaign that's going on, and Black Talk Radio Network needs your financial energy in order to maintain its overall direction. You can go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com/crowdfunding-digital-black-media. And there you can see the crowdfunding campaign, or you can go to the website, and right next to home is the crowdfunding Black Media. There you can click on that, and you can see the overall crowdfunding campaign that is active right now that you can give your financial energy to, so that this network can continue to grow and all the programs that are brought to you by this network can continue to grow. How can you do that? You can make contributions. And the three stages of contribution, the three options are: option number one, make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less via PayPal or by sending a check or money order. And you can send this for all three options, the check or money order. Make it payable to, make the check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. That's option number one. Once again, make a check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And for that contribution, you will receive the monthly statistical reports for the network, as well as the social media operations via email. Make sure you leave a good email so that you can receive those for $24.99 or less. All donations and contributions are extremely appreciated. Option number two, for just one penny more, you can get $25 or more. In addition to receiving the email reports, you will receive a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. To receive more than one t-shirt, the t-shirts are given out in $25 intervals. So to receive more than one t-shirt, if you would like two t-shirts, that'd be $50, three t-shirts, $75, four t-shirts, $100, so forth and so on. Make sure you include the appropriate sizes for each t-shirt that you're going to be given. Make sure you have a good email forwarding address or shipping address, and it would be good for you also to leave a phone number as well. Option number three, you can become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. And by doing that, you will receive the email reports, the free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirts, and also you will be eligible to receive gifts from the network from time to time for your support for the network. So this is the way to do it. This is how we can ensure that Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you by this network are here in the future to help you, to help your family, and to help our community, and especially for what's going on. And we're going to be touching on a lot of things that's going on in today. And as we do that, we need to jump into what's in the news. But, oh, I forgot one more thing. Also, everyone, I no longer post inside of FedBook. I now exclusively only post inside of BTR Community. And that's www.btrcommunity.com. What is it? It is a social media outlet that was brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Scotty put this together for us to be able to have secure communications, and not only that, to have where our overall profile won't be sold to any bidders that would like to come in and try to get the information, and not only that, where you won't be adversely affected by some of the things that you want to talk about, some of the things that you want to be brought to light, some of the opinions that you have, or some of the strategies that you may do. So this is a great secure place where you can contribute to your overall growth. How can you contribute to your overall growth? What are you doing in life? What do you want to talk about? What business do you have, or what ventures do you have, or what's dear to you? What organizations, 501Cs, that aren't really controlled by the 501C issuer, meaning the government? What are you doing that our families and our community needs to know about, and how can we support you? You can do that right there at BTR Community, and it's only $24 a year. $24 a year, $2 a month, $1 every 2 weeks is what it really boils down to. So That is where you can do that, and it supports Black Talk Radio Network, BTR community, and it supports the network and helps us to maintain and grow, and because this is something that we really need to do so that we can be the facilitators of our future. Very, very important. So that's where you can do. Also, if you're interested in purchasing precious metals and getting transferring your cash into real money, this is something that you should be doing, especially now. You can go to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com, Mint. You can see some of the inventory that we have in the precious metals. And before you purchase there, definitely text me, 951-790-8330. Have you ever noticed that whenever people give out telephone numbers, they all speed up and they say it really, really fast? I always laugh at that. Once again, the number is 951-790-8330. Make sure you text me. Contact me before you purchase. Just take a look at what we have in inventory there. Call me so I can walk you through the process. There are some things that you need to know that is in your best interest before you engage in making a purchase there. We need to talk. And you can also email me at wolf6, like the animal, wolf, the number 6, P-A-C-K, the number 1, at gmail.com. Okay, so let's take a look at what's in the news. Give me 1 second, everyone, to set this up. Okay, there's a lot going on. I posted a lot inside of BTR community. Let's take a look at that. First article comes from The Guardian. Alien life or noise? Russian telescope detects strong signal from sunlight star. And it says that David Bowie may have sung, "Is there life on HD 164595B, a Russian radio telecommunication scanning the skies has observed a strong signal from a nearby star, HD 164595, in the constellation of Hercules. The star is a stacked 95 light years away, and 99% of the size of Earth's own sun. So check out that article. And I know, in my opinion, we need not to look if there's any contention, if there's any life in the universe. Without a doubt, the evidence is there. So next article comes from, I posted a lot from Superstation 95 today, very important stuff. This one, and I said this was my commentary, this was from yesterday. Intel analyst, it's crazy. Russia is preparing almost everything for war. Time to be deeply concerned. The Russian Ministry of Defense has declared mobilization of reservists. The Russian government, including all of its ministries, even Russia's national bank, are now also taking part in sudden wartime tests. Reservists in the southern, central, and western military districts are being called up, and trucks from the civilian sectors are being transferred to military service per the mobilization plan. Not only they are actually constricting their overall economic power for the war that Russia will now be engaging in, from the civilian in the private sector as well as the banking sector. They told the banks to start to make ready to fund and to prepare for the funding of the war.
Brother
this
Dave.
This is huge.
Brother Dave. See, this is why I appreciate Tando Radio Show. Because as we're talking about, you know, a lot of people talking about Colin Kaepernick and the national anthem and saluting the flag and all that garbage. They will look at this and they will be like, USA, USA, and be all anti-Russian, when for over a year you have been reporting the nefarious actions and antagonistic actions the U.S. and its so-called allies have been engaging in towards Russia. Like, Russia ain't supposed to defend themselves or take action to where they put themselves in a position advantage when the United States government is increasingly becoming hostile and engaging in hostile acts towards them. So thank you again, because anybody that listens to this program would know exactly what's going on and that Russia is not the bad guy here.
Man, thank you, Scotty, man, for having the platform for us to do it. When we first came on, I'm going to tell you all a story. Scotty, I said, hey, he asked, what is the story, you know, what is Tando going to be about? CeCe Harris had connected me with my sister CeCe, Isis, had connected me with Scotty. And Scotty said, well, what is the show going to be about? I said, well, it's going to be about preparedness, silver and gold. First thing that Scotty said was that, now, if it's going to be about silver and gold, you're not, the silver and gold that you're going to be talking about is not blood silver and gold, right? It's not the silver and gold that's from exploiting people, but Scotty cares about us all. And that's how this platform came about. And I thank you, Scotty, and I thank all of the listeners here that have supported Tando Radio Show and supported Black Talk Radio Network and have actually started to prepare and have actually looked at things from a different point of view, to where now they start to question everything, because a question is more important than an answer, because a question is eternal while an answer is temporary. And now we can start to move in a way that is in our best interest, because believe me, there are going to be the events that are going to unfold, and they've been unfolding, that are going to challenge your everyday way of life. But see, there is an opportunity that's underlying there. This is why we wanted to put Tando together, and this is why we put it together with, you know, and it just grow from, you know, Brother Davis was always a part of it, and Brother Davis is now comes on Wise Wednesdays and brings some phenomenal information. You know, that's how we met Doc Hawkins, and that's how we met Mel and Roz and Seth and all the other people that called, you know, we knew Jerry, and then, you know, CeCe was, you know, was already influential in this whole thing. You know, CeCe and I came up with the name, you know, CeCe actually came up with the name for the show, and we all did it within 3 seconds. And so I just thank you all for being ones to care enough about your family, about our community, and about our overall direction, to where you all contribute to Tando. So this is what we do. You know, we need to know about what's going on here. We need to know about the things that are adversely affecting us, because the same tactics that are being used against us are being used against other people and other countries and other situations. The difference is that they have their sovereignty to defend. We have actually integrated ourselves into the madness. And this is what is the biggest problem for me that I see. We've actually accepted this as who we are, and we want the actual oppressor to give us freedom. When now it's come to, and I'm going to say this, in the book, and I'm going to say this from in the Bible, there's a story of Exodus. Regardless of how you feel about the Bible, I will use this as the example for this. For so long, we've been taught to petition Pharaoh, not even realizing the hardness of our hearts have become us, and we have become Pharaoh, and we have enslaved ourselves. So I would say to you, for those of you that have not engaged and are engaging in a way that the overall system wants you to engage, I would say, Pharaoh, let yourself go. And it's time for you to let the Pharaoh in you go. So, very, very important. So, let's jump back in. This stuff is very, very important, what's going on. I'm going to tell you, we probably have, well, I'll get to that because it's laid out in some of the stories that we have. So, Russia's National Bank is now preparing, and the same things will be done here. They're going to take your business. They're going to take things. This is where Executive Order 13603 goes into effect, where they take what you have in order to facilitate what they need in the interest of national security. So your pledge, this is why they got to get you to have idol worship of a flag and an ideology and also worship the military. I have nothing against the overall individuals in the military. I have everything against the intentions of the military. I don't like, and I don't think that it's necessary, and I think it's rather foolish for someone to be able to declare war that they don't have to fight, someone to make a law that they are immune from, someone to create a debt that they don't have to pay. That seems like it's foolish to me for those that are held under that agreement. And that agreement only has its place because of the confidence you place in that overall law and establishment. And until we understand that and walk away from this, this is what we continue to get: death, destruction, economic collapse, disease, famine, enslavement, subjugation. And overall, our prosperity is lost to where you have to pay for your birthright. Foolish, foolish, foolish. Next article. Oh, well, so just wanted to say, so Russia is completely preparing. And what is Russia preparing for? I'll give you my opinion in a minute. Next article. Another one from Superstation 95. Oh, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back out of a commercial break, at any time during today's show, we are going to finish within the news, and then we're going to jump into the 96-hour margin call. And then at any time, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Then hit *61, and we will definitely bring you up. You're listening to Cando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back. God willing. Peace. Yeah.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., here in FEMA Region Number 5, and coming to you live today is Tuesday, August the 30th, and we just want to thank you once again, you all, for listening. Now, before we get going, I think it's very important. Once again, Scotty had a great town hall meeting in July, and I think it would be, you know, something maybe at some point in some time there's another town hall meeting as to putting together some things that we want to do regionally for some of the things that we are going to be coming up, that we are going to be facing globally, nationally, within the states and within the communities, to set up a network of support among the Tando Radio, among the Black Talk Radio Network consortium of people and organizations that are here. I think it's very, very important. I'll even, if you know, because I know Scotty is always busy, I'll even, you know, be willing to actually have that platform with all of the program, all of the shows that are here for us to come together. Because in the last one, we heard a lot. We heard only from the people on, you know, from each show. But I think it's now is some time that we need to hear from the people. Then we need to strategize. And because unless we're doing some things and unless we're building some things collectively together for what's coming, because at some point we have to realize that we may not have Tando Radio Show. And every time I say this, it happens. And I say it for a reason, because it does happen. We may not have Black Talk Radio Network because we won't have it. And if that comes, and the only reason why we won't have it in the way that I'm thinking about is because the internet has been broken down. And no longer can you communicate, and you will have wished, and we will have wished, and I will actually feel responsible that at least I didn't give the Black Talk Radio Network people an opportunity to start to build something sustainable. We did this with Facebook. RDP, and then now it was up to those individuals to keep going. Because I'm going to tell you something, you can never ever look at me for as a leader, because I don't give into that stuff. That mindset is what has been taught by our government, so it can be infiltrated and directed to their agenda. You need to have your own agenda. You need to work, you need to do, you need to prepare, you need to feed, you need to protect, you need to shelter your family. You need to have energy for your family. And that responsibility has to be upon every single person. Then you come together and work together. Then you have something that can't be broken at all. You don't have a leader. You have a collective move that goes across the grain together, and they produce their own heaven right now, right here. Because it's not about one person winning the lottery. It's about everyone getting their birthright and to ensuring their freedom by their will, execution of their will. Now you have something in which you can build upon. Now you can start to establish culture and prosperity, and you can regain the prosperity that's been lost. So I think it's very important that we do have another town hall meeting where we start to strategize and establish these satellites throughout this country, because we need to revolutionize the Underground Railroad. Where it needs to be above ground, above the atmosphere, and below the surface, the railroad needs to be built. And I think now is the time, especially for what we're going to be facing. So talk to Scotty about this and see what we can come up with and start moving in that direction. But until that time, make sure you are preparing for what is coming. So let's get back to what's in the news. Sorry, I got took a little away from there, but here we go. Also from Superstation 95. This was today. Okay? Yesterday I read you the first part. Here's today. Today, Superstation 95, Russia update. Now mobilization of 300,000 troops. On Monday, August the 29th, we reported that Russia had mobilized the reserve army troops for the first time since 1968 invasion of Czechoslovakia. Today, Tuesday, August the 30th, we have found that the total number is actually 80 militarized brigades, about 10 tank brigades, 30 motor rifle brigades, and 20 artillery and 20 other support brigades. But let me say this about one of the things about the Russian military is this. Their elite groups and some of their specialized groups are phenomenal. But their overall reserve groups are less than subpar. Yes, they have, but see, one of the good things, that's the bad thing about the weakness of their military is that they don't have a very, outside of their specialized units and their specialized, their special forces and their specialized groups, outside of that, they don't have a lot of people that have a professional military, so to speak. So that's where they're vulnerable. But here's the key. China does. And believe me, the reason why Russia is coming to this is that their troops will now turn because they realize the threat is the threat of their existence. So they have a different reason for defending. And this is why once the Russians decide you're not going to invade them, look what happened to the Germans, that Russia has never been conquered. And I don't think it ever will be. So this is critical. So here's what I said. This is no statement. Excuse me. This is no statement. It is the state of moves being before striking or defending from a strike. What do I mean by that? Russia may be planning a preemptive strike, or they may wait until they are struck. I wouldn't be surprised if they initiate it. Why? Because they have a lot of reasons why they should initiate it, because they don't want to lose the initiative. doesn't really matter, because the end result is still World War III, which equals GNW1, Global Nuclear War 1. We may be 2 months to a year away from this war, which means you don't have a year to get ready. Maybe only 3 months. And I say that because it may jump off after the G20 meeting in China next Tuesday. 1 week from now, another major event. From there on, the major events may start to unfold. And when this thing goes, it has the potential to go up overnight where your whole life changes. So check out that article. Next one. France urges halt to the EU/US trade talks. Why is France killing the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement with the United States? Because they don't want to be tied with the United States. They actually want to move away because they know war, and it's France and Germany that are doing this. And this came from Reuters. Because of the possibility, because of war is at the front of everything, this is going to happen. And they actually, in my opinion, are going to want to align themselves with the BRIC nations. The BRIC nations is being shook right now, and I'll show you why in a minute. But all roads lead to war against the United States, in my opinion. France and Germany are moving away from the United States. So check out that article. Next one, Superstation 95. Germany prepares for war, begins drafting doctors. They're drafting doctors. This is real, ladies and gentlemen. So check out that. Next article. Huge story. This one came from Wall Street Journal. At ports, a sign of altered supply chains is what the heading is. And I said one of the many, this is, and because of this, here it is. This summer, dock workers, truckers, and railroads geared up for the surge of retail goods passing through the U.S. ports that hasn't occurred. Imports are flat at major seaports in both coastal, on both coasts heading into the peak shipping season. The stretch in late summer and early fall, when retailers usually load up on imports, imported toys, clothes, and other merchandises to sell to the holiday shoppers. Basically, the overall supply chain, ladies and gentlemen, is breaking down. This is why I say you don't have much time left. One of the many reasons why you don't have a year to prepare for the upcoming war. Really, it's only weeks. There are months left, and I say, this was my commentary, one of the many reasons why you don't have a year to prepare for this upcoming war, really only weeks to months left, and I said, don't BS yourself into thinking, ain't nothing that I can do. Then once the SHTF hits the fan, and that's the stuff hits the fan, then be saying, what we going to do now? You have to be proactive, ladies and gentlemen, now. You know who you are. You know what your capabilities are. You need to exercise them. One of the first things you need to do is stop doing what you were doing before all of this. Stop with this system of consumerism that's been teaching you. Stop with the system and what America has taught you how to live and what's important. Stop doing all of that, and then you'll have a non-confused mind as to what you need to do. You can't have a double-sided mind. You can't be double-sided in this. Wanting to do this and then have this, and then you're going to be off, and then you're going to say, oh, disregard it. I don't care. It ain't going to happen. I'll be all right. And then once it goes awry, first thing you're going to say is, what we going to do? What does this mean? What am I going to do? What do I need to do? It's too damn late. The best leverage you ever could have had is right now. You have to use it. You have to use it. And just because your girlfriend not doing, your boyfriend not doing it, just because your spouse isn't doing it, just because that person, your mom, your dad, this person, that person ain't doing it, don't let that deter you from doing what you know you should be doing. Because there's a reason why you resonate with this. Don't turn that off. You need to strengthen that. Move towards this, even if you need to be the only one that's preparing. then you will be the only one that has leverage. So critical. And it's far beyond what you think is what you commit to. As Scotty said, resistance is victory. You have to resist against the agenda that has been set forth by will against you. You will be able to defeat it. The actual entities and people that have moved into this, they have free will like you. They just as you. They're no stronger, no better than you. But see, the thing is that the only thing is they're more committed than you. They understand that they are the deceivers. But see, one thing that's killing them is that they're not the truth bearers at all. And the truth of the matter is that they don't have any real future. And when you actually uphold what they're doing, you don't either. You absolutely don't either. So the ports aren't getting the supplies that they thought were going. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a subtle way of starving out a country before the war. All was not just the goods, it's strategical goods that aren't coming in also. This is why you have to prepare when no one else is watching. They're telling you everything. Make sure you prepare. Next one. Here it is, the article. Right click it to English. This is from a Russian newspaper talking about the Bank of Russia funding a war and helping all companies in Russia assist the war along through the banks. They have to fund it. Today's show, the 96-hour margin call and major war on the way very soon. We're talking about the major war on the way very soon. At the top of the hour, we'll jump into the 96-hour margin call. Next article from Superstation 95. Germans lose faith in banks. Take your money out to home safe. The only thing that's keeping any currency financial institution afloat is the confidence of the people. In Germany, the confidence is gone. German savers are leaving savings banks for what many consider a safer place to park their cash at their home. For years, Germans kept stocking money away in their savings account despite the plunge in interest rates. Why is this significant? Let me tell you why this is significant. Because those German people that are there, they also have family members that lived through the Third Reich of the Nazi Germany, and they know how this stuff goes very quickly, and they want to make sure that they ain't attached to these banks. Now, here's what the trick is. I said, watch for the setup here, and we'll talk about this on Tandem. Here's the trick here. One of the things that the system will do is that they're going to try to get people and keep their cash, but keep their cash at home. And then this is what the system is going to do. They're going to turn the people loose on each other, so everyone will be running in and out of people's houses trying to find items of goods. This is a trick also. You have to be strategical and tactful in how you go about anything, because that's what they do. They've actually prepared and shown you how to do it through Black Friday shopping, through shopping for the holidays, and through all of the rioting that's been going on throughout the country at different strategical times. They want you to train. They're training you how to respond. And what they want you to do is they want to have a force multiplier against the people, where the people turn on each other, where they start running into each other's homes and businesses, stealing everything, and no one has anything. And then what are they going to do? Be begging the government for support and to come to their rescue and their aid. Don't fall for the trick. Don't fall for the trick, because there are some people that are wise enough and are going to establish a black market. And when that black market establishes, ladies and gentlemen, especially probably one of the most powerful black markets in history, and especially in modern day history, it's going to be running through the United States. Yes, the United States will be economically decimated, defeated, and beaten. But one of the things that will happen is the hustle game of people here is very deep, and that black market is going to be huge. Just like in Venezuela, the people that will prepare for it, they're not feeling the Venezuelan collapse. They're profiting from it. I don't like that, because they are actually going to momentumize keeping that happening. We have to do something different. We can't become what we had to endure. Very, very important. So this is the setup, and you're going to see the overall mainstream media start to pick up on this and start to promote this, and then they're going to send the force multipliers into the streets against each other. This is where people will go from civilized to feral immediately. This is their trick. Let's not fall for it. Next one comes from Wall Street Journal. Beneath Yuan's quiet, China worries. Check out that article. Next one. U.S. China prepares for electronic warfare standoff in the South Sea of China. Yes, it's going on in all parts of the world. This conflict is growing. Here it is. Huge article from Sputnik News. Russia and China shifting from neutrality to more support in vital conflicts. Russia and China are taking a, when they, before they were neutral and quiet, now they're taking a proactive role. Why? Because they've already asymmetrically defeated the United States. Now the only thing to do is to collapse them all the way and to seize their assets. And that's what's going to happen. You have never seen this before. But this is what you, this is nothing like the Cuban Missile Crisis. This is definitely going to war. There is no turning this one back, ladies and gentlemen. It's just too deep, it's too broad, and it's too big. Even if they do turn it back, the U.S. is totally decimated. I hope they do turn it back so it won't have the, so people will start to wake up and realize what's really going on. But either way, if they wake up or if they let this agenda continue to go, or if they wake up, the overall U.S. economically is finito. Bye-bye. It's gone. No more. And its unraveling is going to be extremely painful. So, check out that article. Next one. The real secret secrets of the South Sea of China. China, the South Sea of China, and we'll continue. This is on Sputnik. Continues to be the ultimate geopolitical flashpoint of the young 21st century. Way ahead of the Middle East or Russian Western borders. And I've always said that the South Sea of China is where all of this is really going to start. That is the key. No less than the future of Asia, as well as the Western, the Eastern Western balance of power is at stake. Or it's a wealth transfer, ladies and gentlemen, going from the West to the East. Why? Because over 80% of the manufacturing power goes through the South Sea of China and the ASEAN nations and with China and everything else. This is going to be the seat of power. And that channel and those seas, those ports, and that overall productivity that's made within the ASEAN nations, the Association of Southeastern Asian Nations, where they come together is going to be the seat of economic, geopolitical, and social power in this new century. This is until it's transferred away, if we continue to allow the same old things of the past to continue to go. Next article, hashing out the details, U.S. Air Force wants jet sooner rather than later. Yeah, why? Because they know they're about to go to war, a war that they're going to lose. From Sputnik. Next one, man, this is a critical one. I would like to play this one a little bit later, probably on Thursday. This is a YouTube video from RT. It's there, going underground, Russia Today. It talks about the overall fear of Gaddafi's son coming back into power, and it's one of the reasons why Britain and the U.S. is actively bombing and engaging in military action in this. This is a huge story, and my man Scotty said, despite a DOD declassified memo discussing the creation of ISIS in 2012 and evidence that they were armed with U.S. weapons, and clearly Islamic radicals were used to take out Gaddafi. Some people flip out when Donald Trump says Obama founded ISIS, which is true, and Clinton is their MVP. Yeah, he said it is tongue-in-cheek, and yes, He is a class A butthole and suspected racist, but the truth is the truth, no matter who says it. So true, got it. This is key. Now let me tell you why I think Gaddafi's son is coming back. Could be. One of the reasons why is this. The influence that the United States and the Western banking elite had is being lost. Now Russia and the BRIC nations were able to establish where Gaddafi would be able to come back. Why is this critical? Because Libya is a critical point for war. It stands at a critical geographical point for war, and it produces light sweet crude. This, in my opinion, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's hiding out, Gaddafi's son is hiding out in China or in Russia. Wouldn't be surprised, only to come back and to seize or to actually reinvoke the green zone as well as the gold dinar that his father wanted to establish among the African Union, which is getting rid of passports. Remember, we talked about that. It's all coming together. This shows the U.S. is done. Finito. Why didn't they kill Gaddafi's son? Maybe because they couldn't. Or it could be some other things. We'll talk about this as this shapes up. Very, very critical. So check out that YouTube video that I put there. Next one. This one. FBI to soon release documents related to Clinton's email probe with Benghazi. Has everything to do with Gaddafi there too as well. Next one. This one is from the only global recognized member associate for risk. And here it is. And I said, dead dollar moving, dead dollar moving. Instead of dead man walking, dead dollar moving. Here is where starting, I think it is, let me check. Oh, I closed it. It is next week that the overall Renminbi bonds will be purchased by the World Bank from the SDR system. The dollar is done, folks. And you have to get out of it and get into a more sustainable way as soon as you possibly can. Next article comes from RT. Maintaining influence, U.S.-India signs major military pact amidst China concerns. One of the things that I said a long time ago, the only big problem in the BRIC nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, is what is the I going to do? What is the I going to do? The I problem. BRICS has an I problem. India. India and China are arch enemies. They actually shoot on each other on their borders. India may go the way of the United States, but then may try to come back. And I also think that there are going to be other wars after they deal with the United States. I wouldn't be surprised if China and Russia and China and India go to war as they start to hammer out the fight for the resources. It is going to be huge, folks. And when they do that fight, guess who is going to be the slave labor to uphold that? The American citizens that are here left that are going to be required to pay the debt that they caught, that the government was unable to pay, and because of the reparations from the starting of the global nuclear war. The slave, the sweatshops are going to be right here, Camden, Detroit, and other parts of the United States right here on those economic zones. You have got to be leveraged against that as much as you possibly can. Resistance is the key to victory. So, everyone, that's what's in the news. Hold on, one more. It was another one I had for what's in the news. Let me see if I found it. Will it pop up? Oh. Did it do it? Let me see. Okay, next one. They are having military drills throughout the throughout Poland, Russia, and everything else. The Russian consortium of nations are actually putting together drills, and they had one of their largest military drills. Here's the key. They didn't go home after the drill was over. They stayed in place on the Polish border. Now the U.S. is participating in military drills with Baltic nations known as the Black Sea partners. They're not going to go home either. Ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at this war kicking off at any moment. And when they do, it's going to be a humdinger. It's going to transfer into global nuclear war one. World War III is going to transfer into global nuclear war one. So, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call. 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032. Pound and hit star 61. Brother Davis, if you're there, jump on right after the break, because I don't want to rush you on what tomorrow Wise Wednesday is going to be about. So jump in the queue, or I'll bring you up, and if you can tell us, talk about Wise Wednesday tomorrow, then we'll jump into the 96-hour margin call. I want Brother Davis to be able to give you a heads up for tomorrow's show on Wise Wednesday, if he's going to be able to do it at all. Okay? All right, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to the Sando Radio Show. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We got Brother Davis in queue. Getting ready to go to Brother Davis so he can tell you about Wise Wednesdays, if we're going to have one, or what the show is going to be about. And so then we'll get into the 96-hour margin call. So let me pull up Brother Davis here real quickly. Brother Davis.
Hey, brother. It's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Yes, it is, my friend. Yes, it is, my brother. What's going on, Brother Davis?
Well, it's been a spectacular day for me and my wife. Today is my birthday, and she's giving me the joy that she's always rendered. So it's a spectacular day for me. I was listening to you, brother, and I'm going to tell you something.
Hold on, Brother Davis. No, ain't no way in the world you going to transfer into anything else. Brother Davis, I just want to thank you for choosing to be here at this moment in eternity, then choosing that your born day will coincide with the overall exodus that we will be able to engage in. And I truly, truly believe that you chose to be here at this time to be one of the facilitators, the benevolent facilitators of that, and you have done and upheld that in such a way that we are all proud, and we're thankful to call you not only a brother, not only a confidant, one of our wise counsel, but more importantly, one of our dear, dear family members that we absolutely treasure, you and Sister Davis. So I just want to say happy born day, brother, and thank you for choosing to be here at this time.
Well, my heart is warm, brother, and I really appreciate that. But one of the reasons why I'm here is because I cherish the opportunity to have time with my people. If I can't reflect my love to them in any other way, the best way is through action. A person can tell you anything, but what they do, you will determine if they believe what they say or not. So I really appreciate your words, brother, and I'm going to tell you something. This is my joy, to be able to have some time with my people. So I wanted to also let you know about tomorrow night's show. In the midst of everything that is going on, and I know it's a burden of thought, and sometimes when you get to thinking about your extremities, meaning that those people you love, those people you are attached to, and those people who don't even have a clue. We have to understand that we have to be self-reliant. So tomorrow night's show is about our personal backbone. And the reason why I have to take the show that way is because as times moving forward are getting shorter, you're going to see different confrontations. You have to remember there's certain things that's going to work to your advantage and certain things that's going to work to your disadvantage, and you're going to have to be able to correlate them in the moment. So therefore, we're going to focus on how we fix our mindset to achieve the impossible in improbable situations. Because a lot of times, that is where we literally launch the result we want, and not.
Oh man, Brother Davis went out. He may pop back in. It may have just been where he was. Brother Davis, you still there? Well, everyone, tomorrow, Wise Wednesday. And hold on, Brother Davis may come back in. There he is. Brother Davis? Okay, we lost Brother Davis. He'll probably call back. Tomorrow, Wise Wednesday, with Brother Davis, self-reliance is going to be the topic. Man, so true. Brother Davis always comes with the point. The backbone is you, your backbone. So, so true. So this is one that you don't want to miss. And definitely call in tomorrow with your overall questions, because this is about you. And this is something, you know, Brother Davis could be doing other things, but like you said, he cares about you. Okay, here he is. Let me pull him back up. Brother Davis, you went out for a minute. There you go. You're back now.
Can I go back in?
Yes. We hear you, Sister Davis. Hey, Sister Davis. Well, if they can't hear us, I'm gonna mute it. Okay, here we go. Sister Davis?
Brother Davis, I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead, brother.
We're up in the mountains. So look, I look forward to spending some time with you tonight, brothers and sisters, in reference to understanding where we are, what we're going to do in a time of importance. So go ahead, Brother Davis. I'm going to jump back in the back room and continue to enjoy what you're bringing to us. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Much love, much respect. Give my regards to Sister Davis. Hey, Sister Davis, I heard you in the background. You know, Sister Davis, I can't wait until it could be a Thursday or something, some things that, you know, call in and let's do a show, you know, about some things that are dear to you. I know you and Brother Davis work hand in hand, but, you know, that I think is very, very critical. And I really want to put something together, and I know Brother Davis can hear me, and Sister Davis can hear me. I want to put something together with Scotty. Just like the town hall meeting, talk to Scotty whenever I get a chance and see if we could do something so that we can get satellite groups of people ready throughout the country where they are going to actually facilitate their own groups and do things for themselves, so that we'll give them a platform to start, but it's up to them to actually establish this. This is what we need to be building. Are you going to be laying the tracks of the new revolutionized underground, overground, and above the atmosphere ground railroad, overground, underground, and above ground railroad to our overall individual self-sustainability and freedom? So very important. Hey, we got another caller. Let me jump to this caller real quick. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question and comment? 404?
Erica 404? Oh, I'm so sorry. I apologize. I had you guys on mute. Hi, this is Data from Atlanta. How you doing, Brother Davis? How you feeling?
I'm good. Always good to hear from you. Go ahead.
Yes. Hey, I wanted to wish Brother Davies, me and my husband, Will, a happy birthday. And I just wanted to tell you I appreciate all this information again. And I'm excited because my food started growing up. And I just wanted to share, like, would I be able to take pictures of it and post it on Black Talk Radio, or, you know, like, do you guys have a homepage where I could show them, like, how to start out, like, something small, like what I did with kale and the tomatoes, as well as lettuce. Those are the three things that I have going so far. And to just be, yeah, I'm excited. And my son is so excited. He was doing compost. He was crunching up compost. I said, let's do the compost today, my oldest son. So long story short, I'm just really excited, even though you talk about the news and you inform us, and I bless God for each and every one of you, for you, Brother Dave, and Brother Scotty, and Mr. and Mrs. Davies. I love you guys. I mean, if it wasn't for y'all, I probably would have thought about it but never would have started it. So, yeah, I appreciate that. I just wanted to say, really,
we appreciate you and the vice and the VP. And tell the VP I said what's up. But yes, you could definitely, inside a BTR community, you can post the pictures and everything else. Yes, you sure can. And that is powerful. And I knew this is what was going to be done. And I think there's so much, it's something much, much bigger for that you're going to be able to facilitate. And let's just keep on the grind, because it's necessary, and we appreciate you and the VP. And post it there, and then we'll keep doing what we're supposed to be doing, and then we will get very far together.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you so much just for the encouragement and love, because like you said, there's so much going on and there's so much out there, and we just got to do whatever we can do to, you know, move ahead and move forward.
Hey, sis.
Like I told my sister and stuff, I said, y'all got to start a patio garden. I said, you guys don't understand how crucial this is. I said, you got to start somewhere. But don't do, I said, you know, I got that from my mother too, because she used to say, always do something but not nothing. You know what I'm saying? And that was always
right.
Hey,
her
sis.
Thing, like,
hey, I was, this Scotty, I just want to say, I'm excited to hear that your children are excited and involved with you. Yeah, that's
right.
A family activity.
Yeah, they're excited. I'm telling you, my son goes on there the other day, and he's like, Mom, so this morning he says, he's heading out for school, and he says, Mom, can we work on the compost? I said, yeah, I got some eggshells and some banana. I said, what we're going to do is we're going to crush it, and then we're going to put it on the plants. And he was like, wow. So as soon as he comes in, where's the compost? I said, go ahead. Go take an empty box so you don't make them any mess, and go to the table and squeeze it up. So he shows it to me, and I said, you did an excellent job. And he was like, yeah, we're going to do this thing, right? And I said, yeah, we're going to do it. So he was real excited.
Let me tell you, when you create life and you actually have sustainability, the sustainable methods of life, our children resonate with that and they identify with that. Their overall pull towards that is so strong, and there is so much that they learn, because now they're actually getting an education that really matters. They are not being schooled, they are being educated.
Wow.
And what the overall production and the fruit from that supersedes any degree that any man's school can give you, because they'll just teach you how to regurgitate their laws. That's the only thing that they'll teach you. When you get an education, you get the overall opening of the doors of the great creator's ability. And that's your great creator's ability. So this is phenomenal. This is phenomenal. And so, sister, keep it up. As Scotty said, I'm just excited to hear about the whole family engagement. Tell the VP
I said,
what's up? Give me a call whenever, and we'll catch up, sister.
That'll work. Thank y'all so much. Y'all stay blessed and awesome. Thank you. That's all I can say is thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, sister. All right.
Peace.
All right, everyone. Peace. Like to get in on conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660.
Q&A Q.
54-90-32-pound. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to jump into the 96-hour margin call. And the last place that we left on the 96-hour margin call, if my memory serves correctly, was that it was hour 23 and there was just a and oh let me say this before we get started. What is the 96 hour margin call? The 96 hour margin call is a fiction based set of hypothetical events that transpired, and they called it the 96 margin call because this was what the world had put the United States on, a 96-hour margin call, and they failed to meet the demands, the ultimatum that was given in that 96-hour margin call. And from that, it's just like a margin call that you get in the financial world. They'll tell you by this time you better pay the full loan, the full value of the loan, or the full value of your options, or your by this time, if you don't, you're in default. And what they do is they seize everything from you right from there. They'll come to your house, they'll take stuff, you can't hide from that stuff. So the 96 hour margin call was the world putting the United States on notice that you better pay or you better make good on what you owe, or else this is basically a margin call. They know what they was, and there would be ramifications because of that. So they fail to meet, and then what happened? So here we are. This is the fictional hypothetical events of the 96-hour margin call. We are in hour 23. And what has happened so far, that the president was about to come on and to say to the United States, because lights went out throughout the United States, power was lost, and there was going to be a response by the president. And just before that happened, there was a nuclear explosion in a major city. The Cerebrally Naive Network was reporting that there was a nuclear explosion in one of the major cities, and the major city was New York. So this is where we pick up the 96-hour margin call, and this was right around 7 o'clock in the evening, and it was in the month of July, so the sun had not yet gone down. So here we go. So the Cerebrally Naive Network has just had a breaking news story that they did. They cut away from going to the White House to the press conference that the president was going to have, and they went to New Jersey, and from affiliates from some of their sister stations inside of New Jersey, you can see there was a large mushroom cloud in the distance, and you can tell that was a part of New York City. And then the overall report is that there has been a large explosion, and it had to have been nuclear. And this, ladies and gentlemen, has had to come from an attack because of the size and the magnitude of the overall explosion. And the reporter starts to say that just after the explosion, maybe 40 seconds later, there was a large shock wave that knocked them on their feet, and a couple of trees had gone down, and power is all lost there in that area. And they're surprised that their overall equipment was working. The only reason why their equipment was working was because they were in the basement of one of their network, putting together, getting ready to bring live the president's announcement to the people. And now you can see this large mushroom cloud continues to dissipate, and you're starting to see people come out into the street. There are people that are upset, and there are people crying, and they're saying that people said, "We've been attacked." And they start saying that it was Russia and China that attacked them. And they are, you know, upset. But in the far distance, you continue to see this large mushroom cloud, and they pan off into the distance, and you can see a part of New York has been engulfed, and you can start to see the flames starting to actually come up in a part of the city. And it looks as if it's encompassing the whole city, but it's not. But you can tell it's a very large event. And then lo and behold, as you're watching it, they pan off a little bit, and you see a flash of light, and the screen goes white. And right away, you know what that means. There was another attack, one probably from a submarine. So the TV goes black, They go, cut back to the Cerebrally Naive Network, and all of the major networks are starting to report this, and you're starting to, everyone's cell phone is going off where it's giving an emergency broadcast alert, and it's telling everyone throughout the country, here is the emergency broadcast alert that you're getting. On TVs that are working, in the areas that TVs are working, in the areas that the cell phones are working. And they said this is an emergency broadcast from the government of the United States. The United States government is broadcasting a message, and the message is all citizens need we are under attack. All citizens need to move themselves to a place of shelter, and all major cities are now possibly, there are nuclear weapons, nuclear missiles that are probably incoming into the United States at multiple cities. And the multiple cities are, and they start to name off the multiple cities. They name off all of the major multiple cities, and they are saying that the people, that everyone needs to seek shelter, deep underground shelter, as soon as possible. And then they tell you, whatever you do, if you're outside, to make sure that you do not look at the blast, that you turn away from it. And they're giving this emergency broadcast, and they say that they believe that the attacks will continue, and that for the next 3 hours, the United States is on heightened nuclear missile attack in the major cities. And that's what's coming across everyone's cell phone. That's what's coming across all of the emergency broadcast systems that are still active. And lo and behold, shortly after that, another emergency broadcast comes on that the United States is under, every district, every place in the United States, the whole United States is under martial law. The continuity of government has kicked in. You are now under martial law. They were going to bring in martial law earlier, later on in the evening, but martial law has just been announced. Continuity of the government has now taken over, and the president has already signed and invoked martial law. But even before the president signs martial law, the military themselves has invoked martial law. So some of the cities, which you're starting to see in the New York area, there are multiple, there was another nuclear attack, and it was in a different borough of the city. One was in Manhattan, one was possibly in Brooklyn, and one now has just gone off in the upper, in upper New York. In Upper Manhattan. Uh-oh, let me fix this. No one is able to get through to family members inside of New York City. So there were multiple nuclear attacks inside of New York. Shortly after that, there was a nuclear attack inside of New Jersey. And that nuclear attack took place in the Jersey City, Lower Manhattan, Jersey City, and Newark area. And while this was going on, people in the state of New Jersey were scrambling, trying to get away from the city. No cars were working at all. And the overall EMP effect from that, cars from as far as Washington, D.C. have been adversely affected by the nuclear attack. Sorry, everyone, for some reason, I got kicked out. Scotty, can you hear me? I got kicked out of... Uh-oh. Okay, so we're going to continue. The EMP, where all lights, all vehicles are now disabled throughout the tri-state area of New York, New Jersey, and Philadelphia. One second, everyone. Let me see if I can pull this back up. We'll get right back to the 96-hour margin call. from within the areas that have been affected by the nuclear attack. In New York City, the massive blast and the concussion has caused all of the glass throughout the city to actually be shrapnel and sprayed, and people are walking around. Many people are the casualty. There are many casualties. Many people are hurt. Many people are injured. And the overall fires are spreading. There is no EMT. There is no paramedic response. There is no fire department response at all from within the city for the people that have survived some of the initial attacks. Many people, the overall casualty count is great. The buildings have shaken. Some buildings have collapsed. But the ground, only the ground zero places have sustained the most damages, where buildings have been virtually vaporized. But most of the damage has caused, some buildings have collapsed, but most of the damage has been from the concussion wave and from the shrapnel and the moving. Cars are turned over. There are many survivors inside of the city, but there are many casualties of all forms and fashions inside of New York City. People are trying to make their way out of the city by walking out of the city, those that are able and capable of doing that. They're trying to walk out of the city, and the way that they're trying to walk out of the city, they can't use the Holland Tunnel because that actual tunnel has now been compromised in the nuclear attack, and that tunnel is completely flooded. The only way out of New York City is by the Lincoln Tunnel is also being compromised, and the George Washington Bridge is the only way out, but the overall structural integrity of that bridge has been also compromised. It has basically been damaged beyond repair. But people are making their way slowly out of the city. There is massive chaos in the city because of the injuries and the amount of debris. People are trying to help one another, but people are also trying to search for themselves and run away. It is mass hysteria. No vehicles are working. This is why there is no fire or EMT response. Fires are spreading and jumping from building to building in the different affected areas. One second. Let's go to a commercial break. I got to fix this really quickly, and then we'll come back. Scotty, we can take the commercial break 30 seconds, a little bit longer. Let me get back in and fix this really quick. If you're listening to Tando Radio Show, we're doing the 96-hour margin call, and we are now in hour number 28. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We're right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back everyone to Tando Radio Show. We're back. I got it up. I guess we're having another storm here in the area that I'm living in Texas. So it messes with my internet and kicks me out from time to time. So we are doing the 96-hour margin call at any time. We're going to be doing it for about 15 more minutes. If you ever have any questions or comments, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participation code is 549032 pound and hit star 61. So we are in hour 28, and we're going to pick it up from there. From within New York City is mass confusion. Everyone has been adversely affected, all types of wounds. Some people were able to survive without any injuries, but most people have been adversely affected by this this blast, from burns to trap metal debris to broken legs to casualty, death, and destruction is everywhere. And people are walking around outside trying to get out of the city in this mass chaos because there is no first responders response at all, because the overall nuclear attack took out all of the vehicles. There is no way in or out of the city right now by vehicle. And because of the overall destruction, the collapse of the buildings that did collapse, now all of the buildings collapsed, but the ones that did collapse, they were significant collapse. And they actually fell on other buildings that caused them to collapse. The actual New York City has been actually cut into three parts. And the people that are surviving are trying to make their way out. Some people are trying to help people with no resources, and they're quickly realizing that they don't have the necessary resources to treat even the smallest cut or abrasion. So this is a very chaotic state, and now the people that are there are starting to try to get out of the city. And people that are injured, some people are assisting other people, but they are afraid that another attack is going to happen because they have been hit by multiple attacks. Many people are walking around in a zombified state because of the concussion wave. Many people have concussions. Those that have survived, the severity of wounds and injuries are great inside of New York City and inside of New Jersey, in the Jersey City and Newark area that has also been affected by the attack itself. Outside of New York, in California, the people that were able to see, that were watching Cerebrally Naive Network, was able to see what happened on the news, and they are starting to hear and get word that New York is under attack. The United States is under attack. They've already received their emergency broadcast by way of their, for those that still did have reception, phone reception, and those that were able to get grid reception. They heard about the attack and the incoming nuclear missiles, and the martial law invocation. Another emergency broadcast is coming in now, and in the emergency broadcast is telling everyone that martial law is in effect. Everyone should seek shelter and not to be out on the streets, and that in order to preserve the grid, the United States is going to shut down the grid nationally in 5 minutes. So everyone needs to be in a place, a safe place immediately. Families on the West Coast are scrambling to get with their other family members in order to start to shelter. And the overall advisement is to shelter in place. And the best place to actually shelter is below ground, and to get away as far as you can away from the major cities. And as soon as they said that they're going to shut the grid down themselves in order to prevent the overall incoming bombers that are en route to bomb particular cities within the United States. And lo and behold, as this is being said, there is a mushroom cloud that goes up over in the Long Beach area of California, and another mushroom goes up in Los Angeles, and another missile strikes San Francisco. At this time, people in California are now trying to run out of the major cities, and there's massive hysteria within the Los Angeles area, because Los Angeles is so large, the overall initial nuclear attack took out much of the infrastructure. All of the lights were already out, but people in the vehicles, all vehicles were stopped by the EMP from that attack. People are running on many of the freeways trying to run away from the overall blast. Many people were caught looking at what they thought was a star that was falling on Los Angeles. Many people watched it with their cell phones, took out their cell phone and watched it, and as soon as it exploded, they immediately lost their sight. They were blind. Many people were blind because they were able to see because all of the lights in California were turned out 3 minutes before this overall missile strike Los Angeles. So even if they were at a distance that they weren't adversely affected by the initial blast, many people are blind now because they watched the overall blast happen itself. From within different parts of California, within Pasadena area of California, many buildings, and there's fires that are raging throughout the Pasadena area, throughout the valley, and also throughout Hollywood, which was the initial strike zone, the ground zero of the first nuclear attack. And then there is another nuclear attack that happened in the valley of California, in the San Gabriel Valley. And that actual mushroom cloud bounced off of the mountainous region there and caused the overall blast to be multiplied by three. So there is even more damage done from the concussion and the overall blast, the nuclear blast that struck the valley region of Los Angeles, San Gabriel Valley, because of the mountains itself aiding the overall concussion. Much more damage in that area. People are on their own. Families have lost contact with everyone and that they didn't have in their immediate possession, and that they knew where they were, and the likelihood, and they come to realize the likelihood of them ever finding their overall family members has been lost. There's a lot of mental anguish. People are totally displaced, and people that actually survived the overall initial attack in New York and in Los Angeles and in San Francisco and in Long Beach and in San Diego, the people that did survive those attacks, there is the overall thought and the anguish of what has just happened has caused a great amount of people to have nervous breakdown, because they are not everyone is with their family, and they realize the severity of what is happening. In the severity of what is happening, they realize that they may never see their family member because of the overall dispersion and what's going on with where they are. You may even be 5 miles from your overall home, but they do not have contact with their family members because no cell phones are working. There is no communication lines that are up. And now it's starting to, on the East Coast, darkness has set in. And from New Jersey, you can see the raging fires inside of New York City is the only thing that's giving ambient light to everything, because all of the power is out and people are walking around, and you're not able to see much at all and navigate things, and people are also being hurt from the overall destruction because many don't have flashlights, many don't have ways to be able to navigate through the darkness. On the George Washington Bridge, people aren't even able to see the structural damage, and you're starting to hear people fall into the Hudson River because they're not able to see where they're going. The ambient light is giving some form of light, but because they can't have depth perception, they are actually falling into the Hudson River. So people are afraid of crossing into New Jersey. Los Angeles damage is extensive. So now, this is our 33 in the 96-hour margin call. And what I want to do now is take a quick break from it for a second. And if you have any questions or comments that you would like to make, I'm going to open it up for you in the last 15 minutes of the show. Well, it's actually 20 minutes of the show. What I always do is I always seem to cut it too early. And if you would like to respond, if you have a question or a comment that you would like to make from the 96-hour margin call, we will continue the 96-hour margin call on Tuesday until we finish it. So if you'd like to make a comment, give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 5490-32#. Then hit star 61. I will see you in queue and will bring you up. We have a caller in queue. Want to go to this caller? Here we go. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where are you calling from? And what is your question or comment?
Peace, peace, Brother Dave. This is Roz. How you doing?
Brother Roz, what's going on, brother?
Hey, I wanted to say happy birthday to Brother Davis. I didn't know today was his born day, so happy birthday to him. Yeah, I was thinking what you were describing kind of reminded me of 9/11, and it also reminded me of the blackout. As far as just when the blackout happened in New York, my wife was actually stuck in the city for an extreme amount of time, and just like you said, nobody could see anything. It was pitch black. There was no starlight, no moonlight, nothing. And only people with flashlights were able to see anything. And she actually called me terrified because she couldn't see. And she happened to bump into this gay guy that she used to work with like years ago. And he actually stayed with her. Eventually, he helped her find a bathroom because she was stuck. She couldn't go to the bathroom. He helped her find a bathroom. And after quite a few hours, she was able to catch a train home. When 9/11 happened, I was working in Jersey City. And I remember I worked in Newport Towers, which is, they called them the Sister Towers, the Twin Towers.
The Sister Towers,
right across,
right across. You had a bird's eye view of everything. For everyone that doesn't know, hold on, Roz. Let me lay this out for what Roz is saying. Jersey City, where Roz was right across from Lower Manhattan, the financial district. He's like a rock's throw away with a strong arm. If you cross the Hudson, so he could see everything. Go ahead, Roz.
No problem. Yes, I watched everything out the window of the office I was in, and I remember as the planes hit, you could actually hear and feel the reverberation of the explosion as the planes crashed, hitting my building, because it's all glass buildings. So, what was weird, because what you were saying gave me, like, instant flashbacks. I'll never forget it because as the second plane came, it hit the towers. Once the first building fell, almost everybody around me started praying to whatever God they had, literally dropped to their knees and praying to Allah, Jesus, you name it. They were just going crazy. I just sat there looking at everybody calm, and everybody made a mass stampede out of the building because they were afraid that maybe there was a plane coming for our building because those towers, the Newport Towers, were called the Sister Towers to the Twin Towers, and also had quite a few financial services companies in the building. So there was a mass stampede. I mean, like hundreds, thousands of people, like literally running down the stairs like herds of horses. So I sat at my desk while everybody was going crazy, and it was me and about four other coworkers. So after the mass stampede was done, we waited about an hour and then slowly made our way out the building because everybody who stayed back was calm. Everybody who left was just probably out of their minds or out of their comfort zone in a way that they had never been before. So when I got downstairs, everything was clear.
Oh, wait, Roz, hold on. I hope you all are listening to what Roz is saying. You always need to have an appropriate response to a threat that you're in. Every threat is not the same. What Roz is saying, the appropriate response was what he did. He stayed calm and didn't move. There's times that you need to move when no one else is moving. And when everyone else is moving, you have to realize and look at, now you have bottlenecking. And Roz stayed calm because he didn't want to get caught in that overall predicament. Depending on the situation, this is why you have to role play things out. One of the reasons why, Roz, I'm going to get right back to you. One of the reasons why I started the 96-hour margin call is because I wanted you to start to role play, what if this happens, what was your response going to be? If you role play, then something happens. You will already kick into muscle memory and mental mental recall as to what you said you would do, and then you can evaluate what you should do in a more clear and decisive way. Roz did the correct thing by letting everyone else panic and run and bottleneck to the doors and down the stairs and get hurt while they waited, because he realized that he was already trapped behind them. So by being trapped behind them already, he had to do something other than what the crowd was doing. Roz, man, critical thought process. This is why you are who you are. And I didn't mean to interrupt, but what I wanted to do is I wanted people to see why you did what you did. If you're already trapped, that doesn't mean you're done. What you don't want to do is make a bad situation worse. And Roz didn't. Go ahead, Roz.
Exactly. And I was going to say, because it's funny, I've always, anytime there's like an extreme emergency, I immediately get calm. I don't get hyped up. I immediately get calm and I assess everything before I make a decision. So as we got out the building, the streets were clear. There were tanks on the street, military guard people directing traffic, and one of my coworkers had a car, so he ended up basically taking the five people that were with him home. I lived too far away, so he ended up dropping me off at Newark Penn Station. When I got to Newark Penn Station, it was crowded. I had never seen it with so many people in my life, but there were wall-to-wall people everywhere. And I went up to the platform where I would normally catch my train. There were no trains there, so they said all train activity had ceased. So after about, I say, an hour and a half, there was a young black male who came downstairs from the same platform, and he said there was a train there. So I went upstairs, and I saw the train I would normally take. So I got on the train. I was literally like one of the first people to get on that train because it was completely empty. And I remember so many people were stuck in the main area just waiting for trains and just basically discombobulated, that first train was pretty much almost empty because the vast majority of the people downstairs didn't even know the train was there. And I saw people who had just left the World Trade Center, so they had dust on them, all kinds of filth. They couldn't breathe, some of them, and they were trying to reach their relatives to let them know that they had made it out safely. The phones didn't work, cell phones, so they were just repeatedly trying to make calls and couldn't get through. And one thing I thought about, because after the blackout, my wife told me her experience with that. Like I said before, I walk with two tactical flashlights everywhere I go, and it can, you know, double for self-defense if you need it. There's a couple of things I take with me every day. When I travel to and from work, I live about 80 miles away from New York City, which is where I work. So I try to keep things in my bag that is essential. Yeah. In case of an emergency like that, something like that happens, catches you off guard. And it made me think, when you really look at, I always tell people, watch, if you watch television programming, they were telling us what was coming a while ago, because if you study like shows like The Walking Dead or The Strain
Blackout,
all of these things, they were basically preparing you for the fact that
what was the other show? What was the other show where the lights went out? I can't remember. That was a really good one. I can't remember. Go ahead, Ross.
Yeah, and I was saying, like, when you watch these shows, all these shows are basically talking about doomsday prepping. That's exactly what they're talking about, the world coming to an end the way that you know it, and the world becoming anew in a way where trust for other people is almost non-existent. They're basically preparing us for what Dave is talking about and has been talking about for a number of years. And I just see that all of these things, white people tell you what they're going to do, and they'll do it through entertainment. And essentially, the way that things were going, you're seeing more and more of these types of programs where they're dealing with, you know, just mass chaos, all kinds of destruction of the world as we knew it, and a new situation coming into play that's a lot worse than what we're used to. So to me, all of these were signs long before, and as things are getting closer to whenever they decide to drop the hammer with this situation, we're going to see more and more of the same. And as you see, if you notice, a lot of these so-called shows, these situations become more and more dire with each episode. So they're basically telling you things are going to get a lot worse before it gets any better first. And I think that what you were saying, what tonight's show is about, was really poignant, just because I think a lot of us don't think in a way in which I might leave this morning and not be able to get back home this evening. We all, you know, we get used to that routine, like you talk about us getting used to routines, and you get used to always having the train being on time and all these kinds of things. So when something like that happens that's catastrophic, that you have no control over, then you're stuck in a situation where you really have to think. And one thing I've learned from that book that I told you about is called Five Secrets That Can Save Your Life, written by an ex-CIA agent who trains average citizens with the techniques he learned in the CIA to protect themselves and their family. And one thing he said is being stagnant is death, and staying on the move in an emergency is life. And like you said earlier, you have to decide when it's time to move and when it's time to be still. I knew in that emergency when everybody was going crazy, I didn't want to get caught up in the herd mentality, so I let the herd go. Once the herd left, I was able to think my way through it. And like I said, just from being calm and paying attention and being observant, I caught the first train that left Newark Penn Station 9/11. So these are all things that you have to know when to make moves, when to be still. Like Scotty always says, assess the battlefield awareness, and try to make the proper decisions that are conducive to your survival. And that's most important more than anything else. And if you can, start collecting things that can help you stay prepared for an emergency. Stuff like a tactical flashlight. I would say tactical flashlight works really well. I usually have I keep a little mini boot knife that I walk around with in case I need to cut my way out of something or in a situation like that. I have a tactical pen that I use for self-defense. That's something that the guy who wrote the book said that basically all CIA and FBI agents walk with tactical pens, because you can take them anywhere. And if someone steps to you, you can put them down real quick. And keep it moving. So it's something I suggest people get their hands on. Yep, absolutely. If you can get yourself...
Hold on, Rod. Hold on. Paracord. Wait, hold on, Rod, because we got another caller. Someone that's real close to us both. Hold on. Now, one of the things I would say also, make sure if you're in the city, you have, and you should have this anyhow, you need a map. You need a actual map that you can pull out, because none of us use maps anymore. And one of the things in this scenario, when the lights went out, those with lights became targets. I forgot to say that of people. So you're going to have to be strategical. You need to have a red light, a blackout light, and a regular illuminated light. You don't want to cause unnecessary attention to yourself as someone that has something, especially in the dark, because people are going to look at what you have and they're going to take it, and you're not going to see from where it comes. You got to be strategical. Another caller. Hold on, Rod. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question and comment? We got 3 minutes.
Peace, bro. This is Mel.
What's up, brother Mel? Go ahead, man. Every Tuesday, man. We're going to do this every Tuesday for you until we finish the 96 hours. Go ahead, brother.
I need it. Thank you very much. I just wanted to say happy born day to Big Brother Davis. And thank you, Ross, man. That man is a wealth of knowledge, man. So I just wanted to say thank you for doing the 96 hours, and peace and love.
Yes, sir. And this is, I think, is critical for us. Raj, you still there?
Yes, sir. Peace, Mel. What's good?
I'm good, man. I had a quick question for you, Dave. How could an EMP affect my automobile if it's mechanical? I mean, it's not computer-driven. Great question.
Two ways. Really, one way. It can only affect your vehicle one way. If your car isn't built to drive off-road, all of the roads are going to be congested with computer-driven cars. And unless your car can drive over them, you ain't going nowhere.
Okay.
So the gridlock, you know, like you ever been in a massive traffic jam?
That is
what a mechanized car is going to look like, in where their engine is still running. And this is the bad thing about that engine running. It's going to run, and everybody else is going to see it running, but it ain't going to be going nowhere. Right. So... You gotta be strategical in this. If you have a if you have a car that's EMP proof, you don't want to, depending on where you are, if you have clear roads and everything else, yes. But you gotta be strategical in everything. If you're coming up to where it's not clear roads, what you want to do is assess it before you get there, okay?
Hey, and Dave, remember, you know what I'm thinking about? I'm thinking about the scene from the movie with Tom Cruise, War of the Worlds, when they had the only working van.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they got robbed of it too, man.
Yeah, that's the thing, is you got to be real strategical. So if you're in that EMP thing and you're a bunch of cars around you that are not EMP proof, you better cut your stuff off too, just like theirs, until you can navigate around that situation. You don't want to be the only one with AC and the motor still running and the music still blaring, because it's going to be somebody else's, because people are going to be going. They're going to go from civilized to feral. This is where, like Rod said, this is the walking dead. They're going to be banging on the window and everything else, and you're going to have to, you know, so you got to know the situational awareness is so key, and when to do what to do, okay? So if you have somewhere with a mechanized car where you haven't been affected, don't go into the city where it's already going to be affected. It's going to be nothing but dead cars everywhere, and you're not going to be able to get around them unless you have a vehicle that can go off-road, okay? So that's some of the things that you need to really, really think about. So that is one where an EMP will even affect the vehicles that aren't EMP'd.
Well, thank you very much, brother.
For sure, for sure. We got 2 minutes. Rod, go ahead and finish up. Go. You got anything more that you wanted to add?
Yes, I was going to say what you said about Maps is essential. I've been loving Maps since I was a child, so that's something that I'm going to definitely incorporate. I have a few around here, so I'm going to start carrying them with me. A good thing to do is to try and assess the area where you work or wherever you travel to every day,
right,
you know, working, and see where you can park your vehicle that'll be a passive, yeah, resistance in the event of an emergency, where you can just hop in the car, and if you get out early enough, you can be ahead of all the drama before that happens. I think that's a really, really good idea. And then there was something else I was going to say. What was it? Another thing. Because it's going to get harder and harder to get your hands on ammo for guns and things of that nature, I implore everyone, invest in a crossbow.
Oh, I was about to say that. I was thinking that same thing, Roz, because a friend of mine, he has a crossbow. He actually crossbow hunts. But you are right.
Yeah.
That's a good suggestion. Thank you.
Absolutely. I have two of them. Two pistol crossbows. One is shoots at 80 feet per second. The other one at 50 feet per second. It's something that's silent. So if you do have to defend yourself, they won't know where it's coming from. And a matter of fact, I just saw like 2-3 days ago, there was somebody in Australia that went on a murder spree with a crossbow and killed 3 people. So it's very doable. Also, the projectiles are retrievable. Whereas with a gun, once you let that bullet loose, it's done. With a crossbow, you can, you know, shoot what you need to shoot, retrieve that bow, and reuse it. So a lot of what you're seeing in Walking Dead with Daryl walking around with that crossbow making stuff happen, that's going to become essential in these days to come, and that's the last thing I wanted to chime in.
Yeah, you can also make your own arrows too, if you know one break or something like that. So that's a great suggestion, Ross. I'd like to make one suggestion before you close up.
Of course, go ahead, Scotty.
And it's not a doomsday scenario or something, but it is kind of related. You were talking about the cars. Just 2 days ago, my niece was here, and she was having car problems. So then her mom came up in the car, and I said, well, okay, your battery's probably going dead. It's not completely dead because your light's coming on, but it don't have enough amperage to, you know, crank the car. So I said, where your jumper cables? Here go your mom, where your jumper cables? I ain't got none. So her mom come.
Yep.
I say, Cynthia, where your jumper cables? I ain't got none. I'm like, y'all riding around, and you ain't even got a $5 set of jumper cables in your car. I was like, now what if you broke down on the road? You can't assume if somebody stopped to help you, that they got jumper cables. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's one of the things I made sure, you know, my daughters have as part of their emergency kit in the car. I mean, there are some people that be riding around, don't even have a spare tire, let alone a jack, you know. So that's something right there, jumper cables. Because you could use those, a multitude of uses for jumper cables.
Huge. Man, great points. Yes, absolutely. You're going to want a long-term way to protect yourself. And a crossbow is it. And as Scotty said, make your crossbow. And as Rod said, have them. You have to have alternative and low-tech ways of defending yourself. A crossbow is the key. And if you're going to get a crossbow, make sure you get some of the extra arrows and then make some of your own arrows. You got to learn how to do this. That art of making an arrow so where it applies straight to be relatively accurate is an art to that. You have to learn that. It ain't just you pick one up. You got to learn how to do it. All right, everyone, I just want to say thank you all for listening. We are going to do the 96-hour margin call from here on every Tuesday until we finish it. Tomorrow, Wise Wednesdays, self-reliance is what Brother Davis is going to be talking about. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Much love, much respect. Listen, everyone, please start to prepare because the war is already here. Benito is over, is done, is going to happen. And I do think that it can happen with any time within the next 3 weeks to the next 6 months. And when it does, we are closer to it today than we were yesterday. Much love, much respect. Talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.